Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is the first day back to school across much of Michigan, including Benton Harbor. When school was wrapping up last May, things seemed pretty dire for the future of Benton Harbor High School. Governor Whitmer wanted to close it down because of high debt and low student performance. That provoked fierce backlash from students, parents, and the school board. So let's see where things stand for Benton Harbor High School. Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter Dustin Dwyer is here with us. So here we are, Dustin, looking at the start of a new school year. Walk us through what happened through the summer between the Whitmer administration, Benton Harbor school officials, as well as the community.
Well, in one big sense, nothing happened. It seemed at the beginning of the summer that there were going to be these huge changes. Of course, the governor came to town and had a meeting with parents and community members in which she was proposing closing the high school. And in an effort to turn around the entire district, the thought was that the district is facing this deficit. They said it and a debt of $18.4 million. And they said the district simply couldn't survive if it continued operating the high school next school year. That's the 2020 school year. And so the governor came in with this big plan. They tried to sell it to the community. The community did not go for it. There was not a single person in any of the meetings that I went to who said they favored closing the high school. And eventually, basically, the governor backed down. The state said, okay, if the community really doesn't want this, if the community really doesn't want this plan, we're going to try to start over with a new plan. And that's what happened a few weeks ago. State leaders, including the state treasurer, Rachel Eubanks, came back to town for another meeting and proposed a new proposal, which is the new Community Engagement and Advisory Committee. And what they're asking now is for the community itself to all get involved, the school board, community members, district staff, to come to the table over the next 6 months and analyze what's going on with the district and come up with a new plan to resolve the district's issues by the next school year.
So I guess I'm feeling what I hear you say is as far as for Benton Harbor High School, the status is not a definite reprieve, but they've hit the pause button to kind of regroup.
Exactly. And to be clear, and this was a bit confusing at first, but the high school was never expected to close this school year. The district actually had a balanced budget planned for this school year, the 2019 school year. All of the changes that the governor was proposing was for next school year. And so I suppose it's still possible that this advisory committee would come back and say, yep, that's what we're going to have to do here. But along the way, they're going to get a lot more community input. And I can tell you that the community really does not favor closing that high school. So they're going to try to find some other solution for the next school year.
I do remember your reports from last spring and early summer, and the governor got an earful, didn't she?
Yeah, those meetings were pretty intense. To her credit, I guess she showed up. The first couple of meetings after the proposal came out, the school board called a meeting at the high school auditorium, and the governor said she couldn't make it. And that meeting was very loud. There were people from all over the state. In fact, people drove in from Detroit. Some people drove in even from Chicago. Some activists drove in from Chicago to talk at that meeting. It was very loud. It was very long. A lot of people had a lot to say. And then the very next day, the governor came to speak at a church, and that church was just absolutely packed, and it went for hours, and people really were just hammering the governor's plan and hammering the state. I mean, the state has been involved in the school district for many, many years. This is one of the districts that has had an emergency manager. So that was a big part of the context that people were bringing up here, that, you know, you're coming in as the state to try to tell us you're going to solve our problems. Well, we've heard that story before, and that's what people were saying to the governor.
And certainly there seems to be a new ally. New state school superintendent Michael Rice has been pretty unambiguous. He told Bridge Magazine the school should not be closed. So having him in Lansing, how is that affecting the outlook for Benton Harbor High?
The people in Benton Harbor certainly were big fans of his when he did show up at the meeting a couple weeks ago when the state proposed this reset, this new community engagement and advisory committee. He spoke for a bit, and he had a lot of support both from the school board and from the people who were there at the meeting. And it was a different tone. I mean, he got up and talked, and he said, look, we're going to work on this together. We really want to come up with a solution for this district, and we want the community to be involved. And that was received really well by the people at that meeting.
I'm speaking with Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter, Dustin Dwyer. We look at the status of Benton Harbor High School. Dustin, I checked the Benton Harbor High website last night, and a couple things struck me. One is big, you know, big banner, we're hiring. The other, after the names of the principal and the assistant principal, were the letters TBA. I mean, school starts today and there isn't a principal, or did they just not update the website?
I think it's possible they didn't update the website. I actually haven't gotten an update on that myself, but there has been a lot up in the air. As you can imagine, when the state comes in and says we're going to close the high school, there's a lot of personnel changes that have happened across the district. When I talked to the superintendent a couple weeks ago, she said there were 28 vacancies still in place. So, and that runs the gamut from teachers to administrators to staff. So they are still hiring. They are still trying to fill in a lot of positions. There's a lot that's still moving. And I was actually hoping to be at the district today to sort of see firsthand. And they said, oh, I'm not sure the first day is the best day for media to be there. So they asked me not to come. But I'm hopefully we'll be there soon. It's certainly true that they are looking for people. They've started a new training program to try to get people in the community certified, people who already have a stake in the district, but who may not have teacher certification to be certified to show up and to help out with the district. Of course, people there, you know, when I talk to members of the school board, they say a big part of that problem is because of the way the state talked about this at the end of last year. I mean, imagine if you're a teacher and you hear the state coming in saying, well, this district may not survive and the high school is going to have to close. You only had a certain amount of time to try to find a new job. And that's what we're hearing, that a lot of staff left, although they have been hiring quite a lot over the summer and hopefully have a high school principal by today.
Dustin, certainly academic performance has been, to put it mildly, miserable. That was one of the reasons the governor was thinking of closing the high school to try to focus on the earlier grades. And the MSTEP scores that came out last week had no good news for Benton Harbor. I mean, basically just about the lowest test scores in the entire state.
That's true. According to the state test scores, that a lot of students don't rank well. But I will say, when you go there and you talk to parents in the community, there's a lot of skepticism about those test scores. Certainly relative to other districts, they're low. But like one of the examples is the state leaders would say that none of the third graders were reading. And I talked to parents of third graders and they say, look, my kid reads fine. My kid's a great reader. The state came in and said that no high school seniors last year were college ready, according to the state scores. I talked to high school seniors who were going off to college. I talked to a parent who sent their kids off to college just a few weeks ago. And so it gets back to a lot of skepticism around tests. I mean, certainly you can compare Benton Harbor to other districts and say it's not measuring up. But when you're in the community and you talk to parents, you say, how can you tell me my kid is not college ready? My kid is in college. So that's another part of the miscommunication between the state and the district. Although there is a lot of effort to improve those scores. No one's standing around saying these scores don't matter, but there's a distrust that the test is measuring what the state says it's measuring.
And have there been plans put out public, that have been made public to remedy these academic problems and these test scores?
They've discussed some plans. That's part of what the advisory committee would do. I think that each side, that was part of what the negotiations were over the summer, right? So the state came in and said, here's a plan that we think would work. The school board came back and said, well, we think this plan is better. And right now, basically, no plan has been approved, although the superintendent is moving forward with certain changes in the curriculum, that sort of thing, that may have an effect this year. But one of the things that this advisory committee would be looking at is big changes in the curriculum.
Dustin, remind us again, how many students are enrolled at Benton Harbor High School?
So as of last year, it was about, the state count is 1,941. And that's been down over the past 5 years. It's been steadily dropping about 150 to 200 students per year.
And what options for those nearly 2,000 students exist if the school doesn't survive?
So for the high school, the original plan from the state was that if the high school went away, that those students would go to other neighboring districts. And, you know, Berrien County has plenty of other high schools. There's charter school districts. There's also a community college program that they could have entered into. Many parents said they just didn't want that, in part because race is a huge issue. I mean, Benton Harbor is a school district that is almost entirely black, mostly black, and many of the surrounding districts are mostly white. While the state says these kids have options, they could go to other schools, the parents would say, we're not sure our students would be welcome there. We're not sure that our students would be comfortable there. And the other thing is that there's just a lot of community pride around that school for the students who remain. You could imagine that given some of the problems, anyone who really wanted to leave the school district might have gone already. And the people who are there, the students who are there, the parents who have kept their students there, are not there by accident. They really love this district.
Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter, Dustin Dwyer. As always, Dustin, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Cindy.